very few of them. I think I got one or two here on the place that I've saved back or tried to. Made out of clay and a little thing. They had them on turpentine trees too that they caught the turpentine in. Clay cups, they called them. Clay little things, I mean, out of clay. They got to be plentiful then, you know.
What would you call the stuff you eat, your eating utensils? You have your, let's see, the stuff you used to eat with.
Like the spoons and forks and knives or something like that?
Yeah, right, right. And you say you had, if you had one of each, you'd have a...
Setting at the table like a perfect setting, you know, with different spoons and different things to eat with.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, hang on a sec. Now, after you finish dinner, you have to, what do you have to do with the dishes?
Yeah, we gathered them up in my dishpan that day and time.
Uh-huh.
And washed and washed it. But now you carry them to a sink.
To a sink. let's see. What do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
That's a rim. No, wait a minute. Yeah. That was a rim.
Yeah.
But the inside of it was called a feller. And then the spokes.
When you speak of the felly, do you mean just the individual piece with the two spoke holes?
Well, it's the piece went around next to the rim.
I see.
It's called a felly.
Uh-huh.
See?
Ah.
And then that's on the end of the spokes. That felly's put on the end of the spokes. And then this iron wheel, the rim is put in the fire and heated till it swelled big. And then you set it down over this and dry it on real quick and pour the water on it.
I see.
And it shrinks it down until it pulls up tight to the wagon wheel stays that way.
Oh.
See.
I see. Okay, and on the buggy, the things that the traces come back to in order to hook on to, what would you call that? Or the bar of wood, the traces are fastened.
Yeah, single tree.
Single tree, right? Yeah. Is that right?
I think that's what they call it.
And on the wagon, if you had two horses and each one has a single tree, then what was the thing you'd use to see that both of them were hitched?
That was called a double tree.
Double tree?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, can you tell me the types of what you had to break the ground up with?
Well, long years ago, Sonny Boy, we had what they call hay shovel plows, shovel plows, and bull tongue plows, and a sweep plow. Bull tongue.
Bull tongue?
Yeah.
And a sweep plow?
A bull tongue was a little narrow plow about this wide and about that long.
About 2 inches wide?
Yes.
And about 3 inches long?
About 8 inches long.
And they were, three had wide. Lots of them on them.
Well, no, just one.
You only have one?
That's all right, it's a horse too.
Uh-huh.
And that, and you only use one plow on any kind. Later along, they come along with these side harrows and things like that with different ones on it, you know, three or four on a side on it and other things like that.
Plows, yeah.
Yeah. Well, back in there, if you're talking about when I was a kid now,
uh-huh.
That's what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
But that's what we had to plow with.
Uh-huh.
Then you had what you call a hay shovel. It was a twisted plow, kind of twisted like that, and that's what you turned your ground over with.
Oh,
bedded it up.
It went up like it curved as it went up and turned.